Good morning and welcome to another edition of Talk to the Experts. I'm Paul Graham. Pleased to have Dr. Laura Lamb, a associate professor at Thompson Rivers University School of Business and Economics in the studio with me. And first of all, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
It's been a while.
It has. Glad to be here. Nice to see you again.
You were with us a couple of years ago.
Yes, I was.
So now you're a vet at this business. You can do this, right? Dr. Lamb, I neglected to mention last time we met, like I say, it was a couple of years ago, you actually came to Kamloops about a year before I did, and you came from Winnipeg.
I did, summer of 2006.
You even regret the move at all?
Not at all.
Especially when you've been seeing what those guys have been getting in the last few weeks. We complain here, oh boy, we're sissies.
Yeah, I was in Winnipeg on Christmas Day at minus 30.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. You know, and Winnipeg is such a wonderful city. I'm not going to knock it at all, as I know you wouldn't. It's a great education location, Winnipeg, with the two big universities there. I think you were affiliated with those two universities, were you not, at one time?
Yes, I was. I did my first undergraduate degree in psychology at University of Winnipeg. And then after a hiatus and 10 years in the real estate industry, I decided to go back to school and pursued a master's in economics. And it grabbed me to the degree that I pursued a PhD.
From real estate to a PhD in economics.
Yeah. Actually, it's interesting because I think it was my experience in the real estate industry and watching the macroeconomic indicators such as the interest rates, and especially in the early 90s, high interest rates, and watching, you know, the Bank of Canada make decisions and knowing how it affects the economy and just wanting to figure out more about that.
Have you ever sat back yourself and when you're talking about the Bank of Canada interest mm-hmm. rate and the federally controlled things, mm-hmm. Do you think to yourself, you know, I could do better than this?
I don't know. I think maybe before I studied economics, I felt that.
Yeah.
And the more you learn about it and the more you realize how complicated it is and how many variables are affecting the economy at any one time, the more overwhelming you realize these decisions are.
So it is pretty complex then.
It's very complex.
It's not like you're trying to balance a family budget or anything like that.
No, there are just so many factors, both domestically and internationally and the unexpected. And yeah, there's so many factors that affect the economy. And I think, you know, that's one of the things that makes it so difficult to analyze.
I think I'm going to tell the folks too, you're also a policy researcher for the Strategic Policy Branch of Agriculture and Agri-Foods Canada. That's probably in Winnipeg as well, right?
That's right, yes. Yeah, that was the federal government. They had, a number of agricultural divisions in Winnipeg, and I worked there for a couple summers and did some work throughout my graduate studies and policy work related to agriculture.
Mm-hmm. Looking at your resume, growing up as a girl going through high school and school and the like, did you always want to be a researcher? What got you interested in this?
I don't think before I attended university I had ideas, because I don't think as a high school student you really know what research is.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think you need to be exposed to it and have experience in it to actually realize what research is. So even in my degree in psychology, I remember doing an honors year and doing a research project, you know, so you got your hands dirty and you start to figure out, you know, what actually research is, and there is a scientific method to research, and whether you're researching psychology or biology or economics, you follow a scientific method. So there is a commonality that runs through.
What was your thesis on?
My thesis in economics?
Yeah.
My thesis in economics was on community economic development, and that's an
really?
Area that I've continued with today at TRU. I've developed courses in community economic development, and that's been major part of my research throughout
and
my career.
And that's a great lead-in to what we're going to be talking about today, and I'd like to talk about that in a few minutes. Mm-hmm. I want to get back to something that I noticed on your resume, and it's called research interest. You're interested in nonprofits, probably for obvious reasons. The economic thing comes into that. Mm-hmm. But I noticed economic issues are divided up into almost three different categories, or three groups, if you will: Aboriginal, policy, and behavioral economics. Is there a difference between the three, or can they be all under one umbrella?
There are differences, but also a lot of overlap.
Similarities
and
the like, yeah.
Yes, yeah, there's a lot of overlap.
Now, when we say economics, we're not talking money, are we? Totally?
No, and that's probably a big misconception about economics.
Okay.
Is that I think people see economics and finance as being very, very similar, and there's a large overlap. Actually, academically, finance can be thought of as a sub-area of economics, but economics is much broader. So economics can be about money, and often is about money, and often about numbers and figures, but it's wider than that.
My credit card company tells me it's the latter.
That's because they're finance people.
Okay.